10:21, let's talk London. The games of the 30th Olympiad are translating into golden ratings for NBC. Even as much of us are kicking and screaming our way through the watching of those games, joining us live, Matt Rausch, the entertainment editor at TV Guide. Matt, it's the incredible irony of these games. We complain about the coverage, but we can't stop watching.
Well, it's not like we have a choice to watch anything else. I mean, that's what they're giving us. And like right now, we're not putting the NBC fail out there. I just finished watching this epic point be fought out between Roger Federer and Andy Murray. And the nice thing about it is it's actually happening live, which is very rare for the London Games. They're running a tennis match live. And for the weekend, sometimes you get some live events. During the daytime on NBC Sports, NBC Olympics channel, you can see some live games here and there. But it's really all about the primetime package, and that's what NBC paid through the nose for. And that's why they're giving it to you this way. Plus, in primetime, there is absolutely nothing happening in real time in London. So there's no way that they could be showing you anything but taped events. But it is so selective what they show us, and that aggravates some people, too. A lot of stories are being untold because of the focus on, say, beach volleyball and other things like that. So, yeah. But still, there's nothing like the Olympics. We do enjoy watching it, and the primetime package often gives us what most of us seem to want. And so in that regards, we are watching it in bigger numbers. I am somewhat astonished by the fact that numbers are considerably higher than they were in Beijing, because Beijing was such an exotic location. We were getting many events, including that first big run of Michael Phelps live. They were arranging it so that we could see those things as they happened, and that really does add to the electricity of the event. But the fact is, even when we know in advance what's going to happen, the news has been often so good that we don't really mind watching it and staying up for it, because we're happy to watch Gabby win her gold medal and Michael Phelps continue his amazing run, which is now over. So that's going to be interesting to see whether the same kind of numbers will build into the second week as we go into the countdown. So it's going to be it has been interesting, like you said, the disconnect between social media rage and the fact that we do sit back like like passive couch potatoes and just watch the Olympics as they play out in front of us.
Right. Is there a decent explanation, do you think, as to why the ratings seem to be so much better than they were 4 years ago? I mean, is it the bias toward English-speaking host countries, perhaps?
You never know, because the statistic they keep giving out to us is that these are the best numbers for any non-U.S. Summer Olympics in like 30, 40 years or something like that. So it may be the fact that there is a comfort level with where the games are being played. But also, there's also this feeling, and they've done some research to say that even with all the social media griping about it, it seems to drive attention toward the games. Even if we're angry about it, we're still now paying more attention to it through this social media, and particularly Twitter. And I've been like amused by the fact that there's a Twitter site called NBC Delayed.
NBC Delayed, right.
Like Dewey defeats Truman,
right.
You know, ancient news, you know, making fun of the fact that by the time we see it, it really is old news. But it doesn't seem to matter to people, even if you know, and even if the results have been spoiled, it seems to almost enhance interest in the games this time. So maybe social media is doing the trick all by itself.
But all in all, as you say, the summer games give a big boost to NBC for its primetime package. And the hope is that those ratings will continue for them, and they'll at least try to dominate the primetime coverage for the, you know, into the fall. And we're getting a glimpse of that this week, right?
Exactly. Actually, the promotions are going to take a new step as well. On Wednesday night, they're going to, toward the end of the games, you're going to see a uninterrupted by commercials full pilot of the Matthew Perry show you've seen so many promos about, called Go On. That's going to air on Wednesday. After the closing ceremonies next Sunday, they're going to run the full pilot uninterrupted by commercials. So it's really not going to matter in the ratings, but it gives you more exposure for the show, the comedy that stars the monkey that has gotten so much attention, called Animal Practice. Neither of these are great shows, and most of NBC's primetime schedule, once again, is going to struggle for an audience. The halo effect only takes you so far. They also hope it's going to extend to the Today Show, which, of course, has been going whole hog on the Olympics, trying to establish the new family, including Savannah Guthrie. The week before the Olympics, Today lost significantly to GMA, and so we'll see whether this halo effect continues beyond the games. But for NBC, it is incalculable to get eyeballs on the network during these 2 weeks, and hopefully it will continue into the fall. But you got to put good shows on first, you know, so we'll see what happens there. But for now, this is the best show in town, even if it is on tape delay.
Yeah, as I recall, 4 years ago, NBC promoted a bunch of new shows during the summer games as well. And I'm pretty sure many of those shows are no longer on the air.
Well, they were even a worse batch than this batch. This batch is sort of like okay to mediocre, but the batch that time really was terrible. There was one with Christian Slater walking away from a burning car, a show called My Own Worst Enemy, which of course became a metaphor for that entire season.
Right. Well, thanks as always, Matt. We'll see if it works out for NBC this time around.
Well, they hope so. Yes, thank you.
Matt Rausch is the entertainment editor at TV Guide.